Magazine.
You know what they say about kissing a frog to get a prince? Well, it may not all be make-believe. Kissing frogs, or toads rather, is said to be the latest craze among teenagers in České Budějovice, and plenty of them are going back for more. Some are even keeping toads as pets in order to be able to kiss them as often as possible. The first thing you get is slimy lips, but the prince is not far behind. In fact, if you kiss the right toad, you can marry your prince and walk off into the sunset with him. The secret is in the hallucinogenic substance that some toads produce and emit through their skins. Martin, a 20-year-old student who is into this craze, says that toads are even better than hallucinogenic mushrooms from which he and his friends used to make goulash. Licking a toad gives you a whole different feeling. Once I felt I was flying, really flying, he told the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. Biologists confirm the fact that some toads, primarily the common toad, the European green toad, and the Colorado toad, produce slime with a strong hallucinogenic effect. The same is true of salamanders. However, licking this substance, especially if you're not sure what kind of toad you're dealing with, is considered to be a serious health hazard because the slime some produce can be highly toxic. The whole story may sound pretty far-fetched, but toads have been used as hallucinogens in the past. In the 1980s, there were cases of people in the United States smoking cigarettes which contained dried toad and salamander skin. Licking live toads is a new fashion, and teenagers who do it say that, disgusting as it may seem, after the first few licks, you no longer notice. By then, your toad has turned into a prince. What's to see in Prague? Most people head for Prague Castle and other obvious tourist sites, but Sarah Johnston of Britain's Guardian newspaper tells readers to look for hidden sculptures, kitsch museums and quirky carnivals, all sites that could easily pass you by on a package tour. So what are some of these exciting finds for tourists? Well, David Černý's outsized babies crawling all over the Žižkov TV tower, for one, and the equestrian statue of St. Wenceslas, but not the one at the top of Wenceslas Square, the one hidden in the nearby Lucerna Arcade, where the good king hangs from the ceiling astride the belly of an upside-down dead steed with its tongue hanging out. Likewise, the work of David Černý. Not to be missed, according to Ms. Johnson's Guide to Prague, is the world's only cubist lamppost, the Muscipost Festival, 5 days of pre-Lent revelry, and funky designs such as Wellington boot porcelain vases, thin-stemmed wine glasses modelled on disposable plastic cups, and, wait for it, sperm-shaped teaspoons. Never seen any? You can't have been to Prague. Many Czech towns are fighting a never-ending battle with graffiti artists. The town of Chomutov has put them on its pay list. In an effort to make the entry to the town more attractive, it hired a number of graffiti artists to paint some of the city's attractions on grey concrete walls and bridges. Some of the spray paintings are so striking that the traffic police asked for the colours to be more muted for fear of a sudden increase in road accidents on the outskirts of town. what Bugs checks most in the office? If your first guess was the boss, then think again. According to a poll just released, it is room temperature and meaninglessly long meetings. The saying that you can't please everyone is only too true when it comes to room temperature. For some, it is too hot, for others, too cold, and others yet don't like air conditioning as such. You may be interested to hear that Radio Prague is no exception, although we do keep meetings as short as possible. Other office gripes listed in the poll are finding that someone else has taken your parking space and being driven mad by your colleague's mobile ringtone. As for temperament, well, 85% of respondents said they'd seen a colleague of theirs go through the roof at one time or another. Of course, uncontrollable rages are not something we encourage at Radio Prague. In Czech, hops are often referred to as the country's green gold. But what might a necklace of green pearls be? Not a very lasting piece of jewellery. The town of Vyškov made it out of 1,185 cabbage heads in order to set a new Czech record. The giant necklace measured over 230 metres and was pulled apart shortly after completion to serve a far more important purpose. The cabbage heads were pickled for the winter, when they will serve as one of the main ingredients of the country's national dish, roast pork, sauerkraut and dumplings. The police in the town of Liberec are investigating a bizarre case, the disappearance of hundreds of doormats from around town. Every night, tens of metal doormats disappear without trace, and some people have had theirs stolen several times over. The locals say they have a fair idea who's taking them. Homeless people who are selling them at scrap metal yards and making an extra few hundred crowns. In fact, those in the know say that 5 metal doormats will get you a bottle of rum. However, the police have yet to catch anyone red-handed, and until they do, the doormat phantom, as the locals have named him, can continue to cash in on them. In the meantime, people's patience is at an end and many have started buying plastic doormats, which are worthless but also rather ugly. So if you happen to pay a visit to the town of Liberec these days and notice the strange new craze for plastic doormats, remember it is not bad taste that is to blame, but the doormat phantom. A web page announcing the opening of a Prague restaurant specializing in dog meat, which sparked outrage among the public, was found to have been a hoax. The alleged restaurant, called Dog Heaven, publicized a menu including caramel chihuahua, greyhound ribs with applesauce, and basset roast with plings. People called up animal rights organizations non-stop to complain, but before they had time to trace the author of the webpage, the offensive article was replaced by an appeal to the public not to eat meat. Dog owners in Prague breathed a sigh of relief and started letting their dogs off the leash again.